Where from the holy scripture?
I'm only standing at the bedside of Robert and Sam. Mr. Bobby wants us to stay. Maybe understand from him. Pulled the plug on and he passed on. And he actually tried to reach down deep for something to say. He's already been
on the boat.
Something that was trying to sustain him in this terrible time of the earth. Oh, but he can do it. He is dealing with the Spirit of God. He can speak words to us. He's able to convert. He's able to convince. He's able to comfort. He's able to challenge. He's able to charge. God is in spirit, and they that worship him must worship him in spirit. Yesterday morning at 9:30 in the place of Gateway International Mission broadcast, Dr. Stan Fry, he and I were live.
I got to get rid of you and get better than the Lord's will about no wonder.
That takes time. I'm convinced that Pastor Tri-City Baptist Church started it in Pastor Gateway Baptist Church. And Pastor Ben spoke over 10,000 in Clinton, Ohio. And he said he was convinced, absolutely convinced, that
we were
of our Baptist Church members. And said only a fourth, he said the scriptures, by only one fourth of our they make a profession, some of these folks, but you'll never hear them testify. You'll never see them go to the altar. You'll never see them stand. You'll never see them just
full of facts.
You'll never hear tell of them winning anybody to the Lord Jesus Christ. That's terrible, but that's probably about the sign. And the only one you can hear to worship is the power of the wrath and power of the Spirit of God. They that worship him must do so in the Spirit. Lord, in the Spirit. And the one thing the Spirit will walk in the Spirit. Reverence of being Spirit-filled is not babbling in some unknown, unintelligible tongue. It's not some uncontrolled laughter. It's not in cutting yourself and harming yourself in some way. It's not in rolling around on the floor, jerking like someone experiencing an epileptic fit. But the evidence is right here in verses 19 through 21. Speaking to yourselves in psalms and hymns and spiritual songs, singing and making melody in your heart to the Lord, giving thanks always for all things unto God and the Father in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ, submitting yourselves one to another in the fear of God. And you get so old by the Spirit of God, this will greatly enhance your life as an individual. It'll enhance your home life. I don't have time. Time's run out. But read verses 22 through 29. What it says about the Holy Ghost. And it'll greatly enhance the church life. That early church was a singing church. And happiness makes men sing. That early church was a thankful church. That early church was a giving church. That early church was a church that honored and respected each other, loved one another, supported one another, bore each other's burdens. That early church produced fruit. Some 30, some 60, some 100 times. God help us to be spirit-filled. Amen. So much to be said about that. GGP. Now you can't be filled if you've not first been indwelt by the Holy Spirit. And you can't be filled if you're full of the world and the flesh. All your thoughts, your time, your energy, your talent, everything is on the here and now. What you can get out of this life. Huh? You got to be empty to myself and filled with the Holy Spirit. One thing to have the Holy Spirit in the throne room, and it's another thing to have him on the throne. One thing having him abide within us, and another thing having preside on the throne of our heart.
One of the time it's going to go on, I trust the message is going to help. Father in heaven, take the message. I pray it would find a lodging place in the hearts and life of some poor lost sinner, man, woman, boy, or girl. Oh, God, help them to see their sinfulness, their need of a Savior, their helplessness without you. And may the name of the Lord Jesus Christ and be saved. In Jesus' name, amen. If you'd like a complete copy of today's message, Walking in the Spirit from Ephesians 5, 6-4, and a free Bible, free of charge, no strings attached. We're going to put you on any mailing list. Will not bother you at all. Just to send your requested items to you. If you'd like to, put the right in there. Buddy Sizemore at 812 Henry Street. Valdez, that's Valdese, 1328690. And that is the U.S. of A. You can email me at WYCZBSizemore. That's Sizemore at gospel, the number 9.com. Or log on to our church website. You can hear songs and sermons and download them as well. That's www.abschapelbaptist.org. I thank you for listening. May God richly bless you, is my prayer, until the next time.
International Broadcasters, International Shortwave Radio Station, WIOV, Hotline, Pennsylvania, the United States of America. Address all correspondence to WIND, Post Office Box 88, Red Line, Pennsylvania. The postal zone is 7356, the United States of America.
This is the official broadcast, the Watchman program. The Watchman says, watch your news, watch Europe, watch China, watch...